And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe today picked Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and Career Ambassador Phelekezela Mphoko as his two deputies in ZANU-PF, which automatically makes them vice presidents of Zimbabwe.
They are two vice presidents from ZANU. Side is Emmerson Mnangagwa.
But women's activists bemoan the absence of a woman in the country's presidium, saying this is a major regression in terms of women empowerment in Zimbabwe.
The development is really sad for the women's movement in Zimbabwe and for the case of women empowerment generally in our country.
And Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in marking International Human Rights Day.
President Mugabe today picked Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and Career Ambassador Phelekezela Mphoko as his two deputies in ZANU-PF, which automatically makes them vice presidents of Zimbabwe. The elevation of Mnangagwa was widely expected, as is seen as Mr. Mugabe's way of readying him to take over from him when he leaves office. Mr. Mugabe also announced a new Politburo lineup featuring local government minister Ignatius Chombo as secretary for administration, while Simon Kayamoyo, who was also expected to be appointed deputy vice president, was named the party secretary for information.
They are two vice presidents. From ZANU side is Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Yes, 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 yes.
Right, I thank you. We say congratulations to him. Congratulations to him. From the former ZANU side, we get a report Mphoko.
Unexpected, Mr. Mugabe scraped the post of chairman that Kayamoyo held. Information Minister Jonathan Moyo is the new Secretary for Science and Technology, and Minister Opet Mpofu was given the Secretary for Finance.
The President at the top, two Vice Presidents, that's what we have been having. And over time we did establish the Chairman, then the Secretary for Administration, and then the other heads of departments. We are reducing that top heaviness. We will be having the President, two Vice Presidents. The two Vice Presidents have no real big function, except that they are my deputies. I can give them work to do. Previously.
Opam Chinguri, who played a major role in the destruction of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, was given the Transport and Social Welfare Party portfolio. First Lady Grace Mugabe leads the Women Affairs portfolio.